The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Back in October, October 24th to be exact, it was the last day that anyone saw a freshman Cornell University student alive. 2 days later, his body was found in a gorge. Cause of death still remains unknown. We do know that he was last seen participating in some fraternity activities. Unfortunately, these deaths of young men who are dying in suspect situations, alcohol-related situations. The common denominator quite often are fraternities. We witnessed this a few years ago when my dear friend Cindy and Gary Hipps lost their son, Tucker Hipps, at Clemson. He was on a early morning fraternity run when something tragically happened to Tucker. We don't know what happened. We just know that we lost him that morning. He was found in Lake Hartwell. Joining me this morning, Cindy
Hill.
Good
morning.
Good morning, Cindy.
How are you, Joey?
I am wonderful. You and Gary have endured something that no parents should have to. But I've just admired how you are trying to educate others. You're trying to educate parents. You've reached out. You've developed relationships with some of the other parents who share the same tragedy that you do in losing your young sons. You had a conference here in the Upstate, a year or so ago, to bring some of these families together. Let's talk for a minute, Cindy, about some legislation that you guys that you're aware of that's going to be considered here in South Carolina. And some of the goals that you have in trying to at least educate other parents on what to be aware of.
Well, Joey, there is a bill. It's in the Judiciary Committee, and it is will increase the hazing. It'll increase it till it's a felony, and it'll
right.
have tier levels. So if death occurs, then of course it'd be a felony. If there's dismemberment or great bodily harm, then it may be just a little lesser charge, but it definitely will strengthen the hazing laws as they currently are. And the reason we want to do that is because, you know, as Gary and I told a group of young men just this week, we really are not against fraternities. However, we don't see it changing, and the only way we think it will change is if there is accountability and deterrence. And we think that this increased legislation will be a deterrent for people to do these actions. And if people are held more accountable, then it's going to go away. And they're the ones that have to change it.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk for a minute, Cindy, when Tucker was starting at Clemson and he talked with you and Gary about becoming part of a fraternity, did you guys have any idea that these types of things were happening?
We had no clue. And we even did research, and we went to the classes that were offered to talk about Greek life at Clemson. We did that during orientation. I went online and looked at the organizations that he wanted to join. I talked to the Clemson folks that were over fraternity and sorority life to find out if the groups that Tucker was pledging were had good standing, and they all did. And so that is all that I knew to do. And so now, thank goodness, parents have a recourse. They can go look at the Tucker Hipps transparency law that's out there for all public universities in South Carolina and see the organizations that have been kicked off campus or have other infractions, and they can look at that before.
And that, Cindy, that's just another positive thing that has come from your tragedy, in that you and Gary and others were instrumental in bringing this to the attention of state legislators. They passed that law. Initially, it was had a sunset for 3 years, and you guys They were able to make that permanent this past year. But what it does is it requires that schools have a very prominent, easily found website that lists any infractions that these organizations have, so that parents can see that they had an alcohol-related offense or whatever, and they can be better. They can make better decisions or help their kids make better decisions, right?
That's exactly right. And one thing I want parents to know that we did not know, if your student gets in trouble in one of these organizations that you're paying dues to, they're not going to represent you legally. Your homeowner's insurance will be who represents you. And we had no clue about that, and I'm pretty sure the parents that were involved in Tucker's death didn't know that as well. So that's something to keep in mind, and also to keep in mind when whatever organization your student is pledging or rushing for, make sure that they are recognized on the campus and not off-campus unsanctioned group. Because even if you're a student, at Clemson and you're involved in an unsanctioned group, you're still going to be held to student code of conduct at Clemson, even if that organization is not recognized on campus. And so that's something that a lot of organizations are kind of going underground. Just make sure that the fraternity or sorority that your child is involved in is recognized at the university, and they don't have any infractions. And now that information is very public.
Yeah, because that's part of what they're doing. I mean, they're secret frats, and they are going underground to try to avoid some of the things. So let's talk for a minute, Cindy. I mean, sadly, just in the last 4 to 6 weeks, there've been several other just real tragedies. The one I mentioned here at Cornell University, where this young man, he kissed his mom goodbye, took some photos, and went off to a fraternity event, and they never saw him again.
Yeah, that case has really got me to the core, because that's kind of what happened to Tucker. You know, he went missing, and of course he wasn't missing for several days, but still he went missing, and no one knew where he was, no one knew what happened to him, and of course no one has told anything. We had to drag people through the court system to get any information. And so I just am very torn up about that case. I've reached out to the parents to just give them a message to be very forceful now. That is one of the things that I really wish I had been more forceful early on. You know, we were trying to be quiet and let law enforcement do what they needed to do. We didn't get out in the public and talk about it. And so that is the one thing that I wish we had done different.
Interesting. And why is that? What do you think might have been different had you been a little more outspoken?
I just think that Tucker's case may have been investigated more properly. You know, hindsight's always 20/20, and, you know, early on it was said that there was no criminal activity and no hazing involved, which was totally untrue. And so I just think if I would have been a little more forceful, which I thought I was pretty forceful, but obviously not enough, then maybe, you know, an investigation would ensued early. And I would have, you know, even hindsight, you know, been out more in the media about it, because we were very quiet for about 6 months.
Yeah. With me this morning, Cindy Hibbs. Cindy, don't you believe, though, that the truth is eventually going to come out? Don't you think that, I mean, you know that there's some of those young men who were on that run with Tucker that morning. It was a September morning. Don't you know? I mean, that's a heavy burden for those young men to carry, and don't you just believe that someday they're gonna offer the truth?
I do, Joey. And when I go to speak to a young man about Tucker's situation, I get asked that question. I get asked, "Do you forgive them?" And so I'd like to say that in my heart I have forgiven them, but I don't know who to forgive, and so I know that heavy burden is weighing on someone's heart, and I would love for them to come talk to me.
Yep. Well, and I hope and pray and believe that someday that is going to happen. Quickly, Cindy, one of the other good things, of course, you guys have the Tucker Hibbs Memorial Golf Tournament. I was honored to play in it a few weeks back. Give us some quick numbers, because you're going to write some pretty good checks pretty soon to some very worthy organizations.
Yeah, we're very happy. We looks like we're going to clear about $30,000, and so we'll split that between the Tucker Hips Memorial Foundation, the Fisher House, which is a house that will be built in Columbia. It's attached to the Veterans Home, and then to Palmetto Boys State. And so that was the organizations that we'll split the money with this time. Yeah. And Joey, you did pretty good in the golf tournament.
Well, but not good enough. But it was fun. That's a golfer's explanation when they lose. We had fun.
That's right.
My dear friend Cindy Hibbs, we love you and Gary, and just appreciate what you guys are doing through the Tucker Hibbs Foundation. And I'm just honored to be a part of it. And happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, Joey. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And tell Peg I said hello.
I sure will. Cindy Hibbs.